Okay, this is Detective Gillette. The date is the 9th, the time is 10 till 7 p.m. I am at AMR and I'm conducting an interview with the response to the officer involved shooting last night in Teo on Wilbur Road.
Go ahead.
My supervisor. Hey, Matt, fire. Did you guys up?
Say what?
Did you guys observe?
We just started this thing, really? Is there a call in Moore Park?
Okay, I'm going to stop the tape. Okay, this is Detective Gillette back on tape. Okay, John, last night, I'm going to scoot this over here. We went to a call, or you guys got a call sometime last night about 5:30, something like that, T.O. Can you just kind of tell me about that call and what you did and when you got there and what you saw?
Sure. We responded to a gunshot victim at... I go to those apartments right adjacent to where the actual incident took place.
Okay.
When we got there, the scene was already being taped off.
Okay.
The fire engine beat us by a step, so we had to park behind them, and and we got our equipment out. We came up with a backboard with our monitor, our gurney, all our ALS, and advanced life support, everything we needed to.
So when you do abbreviation, then, okay, good.
Okay, no problem. But we brought everything right to where we found the victim.
Okay.
So we could do everything possible right then and there as quick as we could, provided we had what we consider a salvageable patient.
Okay.
As I approached the scene, I noticed a person, what we call prone or face down.
Okay.
I saw shell casings in the, whatchamacallit,
the actor.
Excuse me?
Along that gutter area?
Yeah, and they were actually starting to mark off the evidence to kind of, what I was seeing is, this is evidence, stay away from that.
Okay.
So they were putting the markers down, which I thought was great because I always have in the back of my mind, okay, crime scene.
Right.
Let's do everything we can, but let's also try to preserve the crime scene or the scene. I don't want to say crime scene for using the wrong term, but
that
scene.
No, that's right, yeah, okay.
Okay. So, I actually had a student with me on that run, so I wanted him to start approaching the patient to see how he would react. And as usual, he had deer in headlights syndrome. So I jumped in and said, okay, we need to get his clothes off. We need to see what we have to deal with.
Okay.
I jumped to the legs. I started cutting his pants off. I had the fire department and my intern, whose name is Ted. He started...
Student, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. What's Ted's last name?
And
what was your partner's name that night?
Dan.
Okay.
I knew it. I'm sorry.
That's right.
This is in Simi Valley also.
Okay.